Like so many of my articles, the inspiration for this one came from a conversation with my best friend. Now, the other day after work, he and I were sitting around talking, and he made a comment about a new girl at his job. He said, "I'm beginning not to like her. It's no wonder she's 37 and never been married." Of course, my first reaction is to jump to my sister's defense and say, "Maybe she doesn't want to be married. That's not every woman's goal in life, you know." He proceeds to tell me that, no, she wants a man, and she wants one bad. You can tell by how she carries herself, how she talks to her male co-workers versus the body language used with female co-workers. It's the tone of her voice and the way she gives a certain look or scent if we were in the wild, I suppose. All right, well, maybe she is looking. Why you think she's still single, I ask. He tells me the following story. Now, apparently, while at work, there was a group of guys, she was the only female. They were having a discussion about another co-worker that happens to be married. Now, this guy just purchased a car and made a comment to the group about how his children are not allowed in this particular vehicle. He explained that the family had two other modes of transportation, but that this one, his baby, was off limits to the children because, well, they are kids, and if you got them, you probably understand. Well, according to my friend, she went off on a tirade about how wrong that was, and if she was his wife, she would take the car while he was at work and put the kids in it and just drive around for the hell of it. I thought it was funny. My buddy thought that it was silly, childish, and the very reason that so many women can't find and keep a man. Huh? His explanation went further in detail on how a lot of women, his words, think that when you get into a relationship, you have to share everything, like your bed, food, thoughts, friends, and oxygen. All right, I added the last one there. But I totally got it. I mean, sometimes when people fall crazy in love, they want to consume themselves with everything about the other person. Notice that I said, people. Because trust me when I tell you that women are not the only ones that do this. Anyone know the ratio of male versus female stalkers? His point is that men need to have some space and independence, some things that are theirs and theirs alone. They need a man room, a hobby, a friend that they don't have to share, something. See, I get it, because women need the same thing. We just don't bitch and moan as loudly about it. Now, we do bitch and moan about other things. In all fairness, guys don't really bitch or moan, or even talk about it. They sulk, get quiet, or pick fights as an excuse to get away, instead of just communicating what they need in a way that doesn't say, "Look, bitch, you're driving me crazy." And saying I need some me time sounds too girly, I suppose. So, who knows why this 37-year-old woman has never been married? Maybe she doesn't want to settle for a guy that's not willing to give up everything for her as she is for him. Perhaps she's coming across as too needy and unwilling to bend or change, too set in her ways. Or maybe my friend can print out this article, slip it on her desk, and she can tell him herself. It could be that she just hasn't found our site and explored all the options in the world of dating interracially. This is Letitia. Are you standing in your own way?